Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 39 of GDN, the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're back for 2023.
And it's crazy because I was actually just talking to my friend saying I will never come back on this shit. Because he doesn't pay me. He doesn't pay me, guys. This is charity work.
I pay you with my love.
Yeah, I guess he does. And weed, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
But do you know what it is, guys? I just had to do it because, like, something told me when he asked me today, God would want you to do this, Daniela. Like, be a good Samaritan and help the people.
Shut up.
And I was like, yes, God, I will.
Shut up, bro.
Here I am.
Anyway, guys, we don't have not one topic for you. Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, but nine topics.
That we made just now, I can't lie.
Yeah, we literally just made it.
Cousin was taking the fattest dump.
Yeah, no, I was on the toilet. No, because basically, I went to ask Daniel. I was like, please record with me, because I'm not in the mood to do a solo episode today. So I was like, Daniel, please record with me. And she was like, okay, fine. But in the midst of this conversation, my belly made itself hurt. And I was like, yeah, Daniel, you know, I told you 5 minutes ago that I need to go to the toilet. So anyway, we planned these topics whilst I was on the toilet, yeah. Speaking...
I feel like the loud side. Dump gave me inspiration.
Okay, you're trying to shoot.
Am I trying to shoot really?
Yeah, you need to stop. Okay, guys, the first topic of the episode. 2023 is a healing year.
It is a healing year.
This is Danielle's topic though, so I'll let her lead it.
I decided to put this topic down because I feel like many people had a really bad 2022. Not really bad, but I'd say it could have gone better.
Mm.
And the reason for that is your own. It's your own.
It's your fault.
It's your fault. And I'm talking to myself, guys. But I'm also talking to you guys, because I know that you guys on here, you have a lot of issues. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be listening to this.
Wow.
If you all sort it out. It's because Gideon used to make these, like, advice type of episodes before, like, back in the day, you know? So I definitely know, if you've been listening to those, yeah, you're definitely a crazy one. So I feel like, yeah, guys, we made some dumb decisions 2022. It's not going to happen again. Do you know what? Why? Because 2023 is a healing year where we're gonna be okay in our own presence. Do you know what I mean? You're gonna, and what I'd probably say is that if you guys recognize that you need this as a healing year, you probably should like try do activities by yourself. Do you know what I mean? Because then when you're comfortable with being by yourself, you don't need anybody.
100%. I feel like I always say this to you, innit?
Yeah.
That I'm like, oh, you need to get more comfortable with like being by yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's not even a case of like. It's not like you don't have friends. You definitely do.
Too social, babes.
But yeah, exactly. You just need to be able to like recognize that you always need to have time to yourself. Like I always make sure that I've always got my time to myself.
And the thing about being really social, like that's where
it takes its toll.
Yeah, like that's where you get the joke about the funny friend. I'm not the funny friend, guys, because I'm actually not funny. I'm funny by accident.
You're funny off of other people's funny.
Yeah, like yeah. I make it funny.
You enhance the funny, but you don't create.
I don't create it. But funny cannot be created. Only.
No, stop it. Stop. Stop. I saw you're going with that. Actually, stop. This, you're trying to do energy cannot be created in this grid.
Shut up, bro.
Shush. Aye, don't traumatize me with none of that science stuff. Please, I have the brain capacity.
Nah, but for real.
Oh.
Like, he's actually funny. You're just.
Me?
No, because he was the first person that was actually funny.
That's not the question you just asked.
No, but my point is that no one's actually originally funny. Everyone's just, if you're, okay.
Daniela, I could be anywhere, I'll make you laugh.
No, you're making me laugh, but is it like you're retelling a story and you're making me laugh? And that's not
original. I do that.
Yeah, we do that on the podcast all the time. No, but my point is that that's not originally funny because you're inspired by something that happened. So no one's actually funny.
Okay, so you're talking about spontaneous funny. Yeah. Like, it's funny out of nowhere.
Yeah, like nothing happened and you're
but
just
that's
funny.
No, because humour is always... formed out of a basis of stupidity.
True. Now I forgot what I was saying.
Yeah, but we're saying that 2023 is a healing year. But like, guys, I feel like, obviously for me, 2022 was my healing year. I had my liberation day, July 5th, as I always say, from depression. And I feel like when you're in that position in terms of like healing, it has to be an active choice. Every day you wake up, it has to be an active choice. Something that you're driving towards is never just going
to
happen.
And I think it's important for you guys to understand that it's a choice that you made. Like, you come to that realization by yourself. Like, obviously, us telling you this, you might not even be in your healing area yet, but you're thinking, oh, maybe I should. But if you're not ready for it, I'm not saying continue making bad decisions, but if you're not ready to heal, don't force to heal.
No, I feel like there's always some healing you can do, though. Isn't like, not everything, like, we're not going to be like, okay, from now on, guys, you need to cut everything off and just focus on
it's
you.
Like a slow progress type thing.
You need to slowly, you need to slowly cut away the things that are holding you back.
Yeah.
And then from those, replace them with things that are going to make you progress.
Because I also feel like when, like, people think of healing, they always think, oh, I'm going to ghost everyone. When you do that, you just end up missing the person and then going back.
Yeah.
So then it just doesn't
But then
work.
Again, do definitely utilize the mute buttons. Definitely do utilize.
Because, guys, do you remember this is your mobile device?
It is yours.
Your
you
mother did pay good money for it, and so now it's in your hands.
She did.
Yeah.
And she actually pays for you to have that unlimited data. Innit? So, like, you may as well use it.
Innit?
Not on people that shouldn't be using unlimited data on. But, guys, the point stands. If you feel like you need to, like, if you're not happy with the year you had last year, why would you want to have the same year this year?
Mm-hmm.
Holding the same people that made you feel the type of way you felt last year is going to just continue that cycle.
Because most of our experiences are, like, cause and effect. Like, it's based off what we do. It's consequence. So most of the things we can actually, like,
achieve
avoid.
On and work on, yeah.
We can avoid experiences that we get into, but we don't do that. So this year, you just need to be smart, guys.
You just need to be smart.
Use your hips,
you just
okay?
Need to, I feel like that was a really, like, we even waffled a bit in that.
Yeah.
But that was a really effective.
It was actually quite
That was one of
guys.
Our most effective segments
I feel like
of
one of our
time.
Listeners is probably crying right now.
Okay.
It's probably hitting home, isn't it?
Okay, I wouldn't.
Samantha.
Okay.
Georgina.
Okay.
Henrietta.
Okay, stop. Guys, the first ad of the episode is coming on its way. As you know, for the first ad of the episode, if you need to go take a deekie yourself, go do that. If you need to get a cup of tea, go do that. If you need to scratch your ass,
go do that.
Go do that, but definitely don't skip the advert, because you know you want to give me money. You know what I'm saying? And we shall
I need
be back.
Some money, nigga. The fuck I'm gonna do it?
Don't point at me like I'm gonna continue that. That is... Guys, please. That's segment one done, guys. We'll be back after the break. We're back for section two of
the podcast.
Do you
know what I was thinking,
podcast.
Guys? I can't lie. When he was waffling about, if you need to shit, go shit. I can't lie, guys. If you hadn't shat before you pressed fucking play, then what the fuck are you doing? Why
yeah, no, because really and truly, you know we're going to tell you to go and shit. So
exactly. So what are you
now.
Doing? Like,
come on now. Be proactive.
But it's good because they're also, like, submissive to, like, our voices.
Okay, that... What are you on today?
Like, they
what
the
have
rules.
You eaten today? What are you on? Daniela... Stop. Stop. Okay. When I said I wanted to record a podcast, this is not what I had
is
in mind.
Is that it?
No, it's okay. Alright. It's alright. Don't worry. Section two of this...
I'm not worried, guys. Okay. I just thought I'd let you guys know.
Okay. Section two of today's podcast, guys. Daniela came up with this one as well. Daniela's really the content queen today. I can't lie. She was the brains behind this podcast, most of it. But I feel like the segments that in which we talk about the longest, those are my segments.
Yeah.
Like, there's more of your segments, but they're short ones. You know
yeah.
What I'm saying? But anyway, Daniela just wanted to point out, she just wanted to talk about the fact that boys seem to not like confident girls.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm going to let you carry this because, again, it was your section.
I don't even
I'll
know
just
how
jump
to articulate
off of what...
it. I can't lie. So okay, he's probably going to do it better than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm just going to say this as a starting statement.
Opening
that...
statement.
Yeah, that like obviously I think guys don't like girls that know their worth. Do you know what I mean? Like then like
it's more work for them.
Yeah, it's more work for them to be like, oh da 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 da. But at the same time, obviously they don't want the other side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But they want a girl that's like
a easy, happy medium.
Do you know what I mean? To manipulate in a kind of different type of way. And it's just like very like wow. Cause like when I see it, not even like it's like happened to me, but like I it has happened to me, guys. I'm speaking of experience, yeah. But I'm saying in general, because I know it happens to a lot of girls. Like, you're a confident person. You know what you're worth. You know what your pillars are. And then most of the time, you'll say it to a guy and they'll be like, they're dim as fuck. Like, they'll be like, or they'll try and, like, make you feel like...
Yeah, they'll invalidate what,
yeah,
you,
like,
what you think is important.
Exactly. And if you're not, like, stable in your what your beliefs
yeah,
are,
confident.
It's very easy for you to, like, just be like, actually, yeah, that's a lot. Like that's,
a lot to ask for,
yeah,
when in reality it's not.
It's really not.
I feel like in my experience, in terms of like boys and confident like women, I feel like boys just always seem to their egos take a hit whenever like they're faced with someone confident, like a woman who's confident, especially in terms of like going up to them, asking for snaps and that, like in the clubs, in festivals, stuff like that, because it's like guys won't go up to a girl unless they think that the girl's there's a chance that the girl's gonna say yes.
Yeah.
In terms of that's how most of the people I've seen. That's how they would operate. So, like, as a guy, you're not going to go up to a girl when you're like, oh, there's probably a 10% chance of her saying yes. Mm. You go up to a girl thinking that the odds are in your favour, otherwise you wouldn't do it, because no one likes rejection, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I feel like when they go up to this girl and they don't get the answer that they want, it's like, immediately they're trying to save face, especially if their boys are there and they're seeing what's happening.
Mm.
They're immediately trying to save face. So that's when you end up with the, oh, you're not even that leg anyway. Oh, man was just trying to chat to you for a game. Oh, yeah. My guys told you to do this, that I wasn't even on a serious team. You know what I'm saying?
It just gives the same energy as, like, those guys that are, like, gassed to take a girl's virginity. Like, I will never understand. Obviously,
I don't get it.
Obviously, like, I can't even say...
To me, that's too much hassle. I don't want to do that.
Like, for me, if I was a guy, that would be way too much stress. Yeah, I don't want to... What if she doesn't even... Like, yeah, bro, also...
Because your performance is how now she thinks of sex for the rest of her life. Like, that's the standard. That's the bar now.
And it's actually crazy because, literally, like, he's actually he's actually spitting facts, because, like, I remember the first time I had sexual intercourse, and I thought, is this it?
No,
it wasn't, like, bad though. It was just like, I would just say that, like, nobody forgets their first time, and I just think, like,
everyone says this. No, wait, hang on. Everyone actually always says that. Everyone remembers their first. Guys, I promise you. I was high as fuck. But, like, I remember where it was. I remember obviously who it was with. But I don't remember, like, how good it was. I obviously can't have been that bad, otherwise I wouldn't have done it again with that person. But, like, I just don't remember.
No, I remember mine. It wasn't traumatic or anything. It was just... Guys, it wasn't bad. I just want to say that because I don't know who's listening. It wasn't bad. Okay, yeah. But let me just say that. Obviously, I was just like... It wasn't... Like, now you've... Like, now I've, like, done it. And, like,
multiple times,
guys, don't jack it. But, like, you know when, okay, once you've done it and, like, with somebody and you've actually been, like, satisfied, whatever, and you're like, okay, well, this is actually how it's supposed to be, like. Yeah. So then the first time in comparison just for, because, like, before that I was like, oh my god, it was actually, like, so good.
Before you had more experience, yeah.
Before I had more experience. But then when you have more experience, you're just like...
You realise how shit
it was so... No, it wasn't shit, guys.
No, but isn't, like, you realise...
Okay. Guys, I promise it wasn't.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I feel like you need to make your mind up, Gary Lay. Nah, was it good or was it not? Out of 10. 6.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah.
I'll tell you off recording why.
Okay, you'll tell me.
I'll say no.
Okay, you'll tell me off air. All right, we'll move on to a more innocent section.
How did we even get
onto
that?
Wait, did we even finish our point?
I don't...
Boys don't like confident women. No, we finished... I think we said everything.
Yeah.
So moving on to our next segment. Guys, we know that I'm not really a breakfast babe, but I kind of still am, right? I won't wake up at 8 a.m. and eat, because I don't wake up at 8 a.m.
Who made that rule as well? Like, why do you need to wake up early and eat...
Straight away, like...
I know, but then on top of that, you're eating something that needs to be liquefied. Like, not liquefied,
not even any liquid,
like,
milk.
Milk.
Oh, my...
I mean, milk is
you
nice.
You can't chat shit about milk, because you
That's
drink
what I'm just
shit.
Saying. Milk is actually
no,
very
it's
nice.
No, it's not. Stop it.
Guys,
Stop
it's nice.
This propaganda.
But I have a question for you guys, and actually deeper. Like, okay, sit back in your seats. Like, if you're sat up, like, lay down, whatever, because it's going to make you think, why don't we drink human milk?
Okay.
Guys, why don't we drink human milk? Because I'm actually confused.
No, I understand the logic of this argument, because it's like, really and truly, why would we have cow's milk with our cereal when humans literally produce milk? Well, women produce milk. And
but whose milk would you be drinking?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would. That's why I think we don't do that, because it's like, imagine just thinking you're drinking a random woman's titty milk. Like, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm sorry. Humans are disgusting.
I need some milk for my cereal. No. Then you ask your girlfriend.
Nah, bro.
That's just not it.
Nah, like, that's actually crazy. So now as well, like, imagine the small businesses that would start when women are lactating. They'd be like, yeah, guys, you know, we're providing the milk for the nation. Nah, bro. I trust cows more than I trust humans.
That's so true.
Even at that point, I'm lactose intolerant, so I ain't even be drinking cow's milk at that often, but still. But anyway, we wanted to talk about cereals. We wanted to rank some cereals here. We're not going to rank them, but we're kind of just going to go through them and give our opinions, rate them out of 10. and see where we are. So obviously we're going to start off number one. When I say cereal, what do you think of immediately?
I don't eat cereal.
Yeah, no, but when I say cereal, what do you think of?
I think of Cocoa Pops.
Really? All right, that was number two. That was
actually,
number
no,
two.
No, no. I think of what's it called? Just cereal. Like, what's that cereal called? Just like the
cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
You just think of cornflakes. Yeah. Okay. What do you think of?
But
cornflakes?
I don't like cornflakes.
Yeah, I think that's, cornflakes
that's
is so nasty.
The pile. But cornflakes is occasionally nice. Yeah, cornflakes guys, is... hear me out. Yeah. Okay. With warm
let
milk.
Her cook. Let her cook. With what?
With warm milk.
No.
And then you like stir it up.
No. And now you're drinking porridge. Nah, bro. Nah.
Guys, I like cornflakes.
You're nasty.
Like, that's mushy. Like, I just like it. But not too mushy. Just like
that's why you don't like it.
No, no, no. I do like it. I just don't like it when it's cold with cold milk. Like, I just feel like it's bare hard and, like, my jaw starts hurting and shit. Like, it's
oh,
too,
my God.
It's too much for me. I feel like every cereal with cold milk is just not... Nah. At least may it be a little bit warm.
The only cereal that I wouldn't have cold milk with is Weetabix. Like, that has to be at least, like, slightly warm so that the Weetabix can...
I like
you like cold meat with Weetabix. Yeah. I can't even speak that.
It makes
that,
me feel like I'm like surviving like
you're
on
nasty.
The edge, like,
you're nasty.
Guys, I've been in the desert for
okay, sure. No, but you know what I want to talk about? Yeah, you what? Know, have you seen the way Mummy has Weetabix?
No, like, Mum, she eats Weetabix.
No, not now, but like back in the day. Yeah. Like Mum used to literally like this is how Deanna has it as well. But like not even just Weetabix.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is how
no.
Deanna like so Mum Mum would get her Weetabix, she'd put it into a bowl and she'd have a cup and she'd put the milk into the cup and just put a tiniest bit of milk for every bite. And I'm just like, Mum, at that point, you may as well just use your saliva to break it down.
It's actually
just,
she might as well dunk it.
No,
like,
exactly.
It?
You might as well
not,
dunk it like a rich
bread.
Tea.
Like, what is it?
Like, no, it's actually crazy. But anyway, so yeah, Weetabix. What's your opinion on Weetabix? Like,
I love Weetabix.
Weetabix is, I feel like, I always just had randomly, like, every 3 months get the urge to have Weetabix.
Yeah, and then, like, I'll eat it for, like, 3 days.
Yeah, and then I'm like, okay, I'm good
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never have it every day.
It fills you up. Like,
yeah,
you
no,
lie.
It actually does. It actually does.
Because when you eat other cereal, it's just like, yeah, I've eaten now, but it's like, I just
there's nothing
like,
there. Yeah,
yeah,
there's nothing there. But Weetabix is actually very solid, very reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Always got you ready for school.
Yeah. Mm. And it's quite nice. People say they don't like the smell. I don't like
the smell?
Of Weetabix.
There's a smell?
There's like a smell. Like, I remember one time someone's breath smelled like Weetabix.
No!
It wasn't a nice smell, guys. I can tell you that because it was hot. Can you imagine that? It's like when you put Weetabix in the microwave and it's piping hot when you no. When it comes out. That's what it smells
okay, yeah,
like.
No. Hot Weetabix does have a smell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, first. All right. Yeah, so you said that when you hear about cereal, you think about Cocoa Pops.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion on Cocoa
Pops? I love
Pops?
Cocoa Pops. I think it's a nice... It's just a safe bet.
Yeah. You're never going to be let down by Cocoa Pops. Unless the person who's storing the Cocoa Pops has not closed the boxes.
Oh,
properly.
And then
this
it gets...
This is a big thing, guys. If you have cereal and you don't close your boxes properly, as in you don't wrap the inside packaging, like you don't fold that, and then you don't seal the top, like into the little
like
slots where it's meant to go.
Black people have those containers that they put the cereal
yeah,
in.
Like the, yeah.
That's
I know
a really
what you're
good
talking about.
Purchase.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I'll probably make that purchase when I move into my first flat, do you know what I mean?
I was going to say, Cocoa Pops is just really good because it's like, I can never have one bowl of Cocoa Pops if I've had it. Like, I'll put like a little bowl and then I'll be like, I kind of want some
yeah,
more.
Yeah, exactly.
So then you just end up
wait, but do you have warm milk with Cocoa Pops?
No. That's the one thing
say.
I'll actually have with cold milk.
I was going
like,
to say, warm milk and cocoa.
It's just
then,
the crunch and it's
yeah,
nice
exactly,
and it doesn't make your jaw hurt like fucking Kellogg's.
There you go.
Is
now,
it Kellogg's that do cornflakes? It's Kellogg's.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cornflakes is cornflakes, okay? Cornflakes is cornflakes. But after talking about Cocoa Puffs, you have to talk about their white counterparts, Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies are shit.
They're so bad.
Rice Krispies are nasty.
And it just, do you know what? I'm even tasting it in my mouth. When you put the sugar in it, it just gets disgusting.
No,
it's
yeah,
just
no, it's no, it's not nice.
I'd rather have it with no sugar. I'll be so real.
Yeah, no, it's better with no sugar,
it's
but it's still nasty.
Anemic.
You're gonna say it's anemic cocoa
pops. Guys, I jammed.
That's so wild. That's how can you call cocoa? Nah, Rice Krispies is anemic cocoa pops. That's actually crazy. That's actually too mad. All right, and then I think. With cornflakes, you have Frosties.
Oh, I love Frosties. I think are one of my top.
Frosties,
and you
I feel
can have
like
with warm milk.
No.
Yes.
I'm not gonna back you on warm milk outside of Weetabix. Just let the case show. Actually,
Frosties,
maybe one more. It maybe one more, but still, Frosties are good. I feel like the sugar that comes on them, maybe a bit too sweet, but I feel like it stops people from putting way more sugar than they would have anyway on their cornflakes.
If you put sugar in your Frosties, that's a different type of level. Like, I think he might be borderline diabetic.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. Oh. If I hit a nerve. Sorry. But your bloodstream is getting smaller.
The pressure is getting worse on your heart. Oh, your arteries are breathing for air. It's
if
crazy.
Your heart is beating faster, I think I know what.
That's crazy. It's not because you've been running. This is okay. And then we have shreddies. Obviously, you have shreddies, and then you have frosted shreddies. Don't you? You love shreddies. Day, you love shreddies.
I love shreddies, but then my mom bought these fucking BTEC ones. Yeah,
they were like
massive.
Pillows. They were like multi-game pillows.
And they didn't even have no sugar in it. And then you put warm milk in it, and it wouldn't even like get soft. Up, yeah. Like it would just be fucking. I don't even know what it was like.
It would just disintegrate, yeah. But, like, not in a nice way. Because it turned into, like, those little strings of fibers. Nah, bro.
It just looked too healthy for me.
Okay.
But the normal shreddies is very nice. It has a little bit of sugar, like, a bit of sweetness, and it's very nice.
Yeah.
And I liked the advert of it. It was very nostalgic, like, the fact
with the grandmas and that, yeah, knitting it. Yeah. Very, very cute brands.
Very cute, yeah.
Yeah, very reliable as well. I feel like shreddies, in terms of, like, filling you up and reliability, is probably second behind Weetabix.
Yeah.
Out of the ones we've said so far. Moving on next, we have granola. I used to be a granola fiend.
Like muesli as well. Them man used to.
No. I was never on the muesli train. That was Dion and mum. But the granola was my thing. Granola was my thing. Because granola is like, it's literally oats with honey. But it's got fruit in it. Like, come on now. That's lit.
I don't like granola, but can I tell you one thing that I loved and I still love to this day and I'll forever love?
No, I literally put that down because I knew you were going to chat about it. Put Ready Bec down. Nah, bro. You actually used to hoof
that up. I
still
love it. And you know what? Because my mom didn't even buy it full time. So then I used to just get oats and make it myself. I can't lie.
Yeah, she used to blend the oats.
Oats and make my own Ready Bec. Because I can't lie, I'm not going to eat porridge. Like, porridge is disgusting.
Yeah, I put oats next to Ready Bec because I was like, okay. But I feel like with me, I had my time with oats. I had my season. Because when lockdown was happening, yeah, I used to, obviously, I was nocturnal. I'd go to bed at like 9, 10 a.m. Right, so when I come back from my runs at 4 a.m. when the sun was rising in that summer, I'd come back from my runs, have a shower, and then make porridge and then watch my YouTube at that time. And it was just so fun.
Porridge is like you have to eat it on the side of the bowl and you're just combaring it. Like,
they don't know what that means.
Oh, if you guys don't know what combaring means,
it's like you're just kind of licking it. Like, you're just like, isn't that you're not really divulging into the porridge because otherwise you actually burn your thing. But you burn your tongue. And when you burn your tongue, that's just nasty.
With porridge, yeah, there's a very like, I don't know what it is. It's like, it's either very hot.
Yeah.
Or if you wait too long, it's very cold.
Yeah,
you
can't the window of eating is very closed.
And then it gets all like, if you wait too long.
It's so thick. I was going to say the thickness of it is very important. Because thin porridge is nasty. Thick porridge is gruel.
I like thin porridge, but that's why I like Ready Bec. Because it's not too thick. It's the right.
No, but Ready Bec tastes like, you know what I think about when I think about Ready Bec? I think about regurgitation. That's what
Why?
I think about. No, that's what I think about. I'm sorry. When
I didn't even say vomit.
No. Because vomit is like projectile. That's like with energy. Regurgitation is like you're doing that so that someone else can eat. I feel like Ready Bec is a regurgitation of porridge, which it literally is. You cannot deny that. It's a regurgitation of porridge.
He's trying to get me off it, but nothing can. And you know what it is about Ready Bec here? Sometimes when I make it, sometimes when I used to make it, you'd have the little clumps like when you eat it. Like,
no!
Wait, no, listen. There's like a little clumps where like you eat it and the porridge is like dry inside.
Yeah, and it just split onto your
nose. And it's so nice. It's like you're eating chalk, guys.
You said it was nice.
It was so nice. I love it.
Oh, I wish you could see my face, guys. I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, that's a nostalgic one. Like, I liked that.
Yeah, you're odd. You're odd. I can't lie. You're very odd. Next one is Cheerios.
Cheerios. Next one is Cheerios.
Cheerio.
Opinion
on Cheerios.
I guess.
I feel like they do the job. They're alright. They're solid.
I don't really like them. They're too hard.
I feel like you've got issues with your teeth at this point. I feel like
Like crunchy shit. Like, I just like, I'd rather like.
Oh, I didn't even put crunchy nut in there. Crunchy nut is top two.
Oh, crunchy nut is.
Crunchy nut is leng. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry.
I think that's probably my top.
I wouldn't have it all the time, but it is very leng.
Oh, yeah. You can't have it all the time.
Like.
It has a subtle nutty flavour that is just so
Is it because maybe there's some nuts in there? Maybe. I don't know. Don't kill the messenger. But that's what I've been told. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it has a little bit of nuts in there. But after that, after Ready Bec and Oats, we've got Crave.
Oh, Crave.
Crave is good, but I feel like, no.
You can't have Crave with warm milk. You can't.
I know. I also think, like, as in, like, you just shouldn't be having that for breakfast. Like,
it's such a... I don't know. It just seems like it would be better as like a bite, like those Crave Bites.
Yeah.
It should have been
as a snack.
Milk.
Yeah, as a snack. Have it as a snack. Because Crave by itself, I think, is lame.
Yeah. You could, that's the type of shit that you could eat out of the box.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you eat out of the box. Yeah,
Coca-Cola. Coca-Pops. Crave.
No, you can't eat Cocoa Pops out of the box. That's tiny.
Cheerios.
Those are too small.
Cheerios,
fair. Cheerios, fair. I could work with that.
I eat Cocoa Pops out of the box.
Okay, you're weird. And then the last one that we have here listed. Okay. I don't know what you're on today with your ad-libs yet, but you need to slow down. The last one we have here listed is Wheatos. It's just chocolate Cheerios.
Oh, yeah. I forgot those other things. Those are nice. Yeah.
They're solid.
Yeah.
They do the same
thing.
Too
solid for me.
Okay.
Too much.
I hate you.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to say I don't know about you because I actually don't take morning shits. But do you guys take morning shits? Because I've heard some people that take morning shits.
Why are we talking about poo today? What is going on?
No. Because I just thought about this because, like, I actually have a general question. Like, if you are a person that takes morning shits, do you shit after or before your breakfast?
That's an interesting question because surely it should be after.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like you'd be shitting your breakfast out then. Yeah. It wouldn't have gone through you.
But I feel like you should shit before because then how have you showered and then shat?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. If I do have a morning shit, I definitely do dookie before my shower.
Because then there's like, why would you do
that? Why would you have a shower and then dookie?
Yeah.
When you know you're going to have
also,
that shower.
Also, the concept of toilet paper is actually very
different. No, mom, this is what I'm saying. Like, why don't we just have Verdes?
Yeah.
This is so crazy to me because it's just like, we're actually just wasting.
That's like, one thing that I will say that shouldn't even be posh. But they shouldn't be posh. They should be necessity.
Verdes.
Yeah, they should be necessity. Yeah. Because like, what is that?
What is toilet paper? And I feel like, no, because obviously since I got to uni, like, I had to do my shopping. I feel like it's just the process of actually going, like, being like, oh, damn, I need to go and buy toilet paper. So when you're doing your shop, like, your food shop for the week, now you need to go. And obviously in that Aldi, it's in, like, the last aisle as you go to pay. It's literally one of the last things. So you go, and after you got everything in your trolley, now you have to put toilet paper on top of everything.
Mm.
It's just a very humbling experience.
Yeah.
It should not be that
because now the shopkeeper, yeah, they're knowing that you shit.
Yeah, exactly. I just like
that's they're not, knowing that you're gonna go home and use
like for me, that's not that bad. But as everyone knows, I just whacked the laptop. By the way, that's what that sound was. But like, yeah, as a guy, it's not that bad. But everyone knows that women don't poo.
No,
so like,
we don't.
So guys, come on, like we actually can't be using toilet paper.
Exactly.
Women do not,
and it's actually
defecate.
Not really good for women either because
yeah, that yeah, like, especially the scented ones.
Yeah.
That is not good for the pH.
I literally do remember a little anecdote,
Thrush.
Guys.
I'm doing.
Are you fucking silly? Fucking silly. And that would not be a topic I'd be talking about on a podcast, guys. What's the fuck?
Well, you've been talking about dookie. I didn't know how far your
not my dookie. People's dookie.
Okay, first.
Right,
first.
So I do remember this one time. My mother was like to my father, oh, could you buy some toilet paper because there's no toilet paper at home? And we buy our toilet paper from Costco.
Because it's the fat pack.
Yeah.
That stuff lasts like 3 months. It's crazy.
These man shit a lot, especially when my dad's home.
Yeah, is that a deodorant?
Yeah. Oh,
I can't lie.
That
a
deodorant.
No, because you know what I always think about, yeah? You know when I was in like primary school, Daniel, I'm not joking. I literally do it like once a week. I'm not... what was going on in my body, but I only ever dookied once a week, and I was like, no, this isn't normal. Like, when I was
so when you dookied, was it like, was it a big dookie?
No, I don't even remember, but like, I just remember when I started dookie more frequently, like, I was just like, wait. This is normal, like, this is what, because I was always, like, to Deona, I was like, how are you pooing every day? Like, she dookies twice a day some days. I'm like, Deona, like,
slow down.
What are you eating, man? We eat really? The same food. How is this happening? But, yeah, I just remembered that. Sorry, that just really...
Yeah, no, the anecdote, guys, sorry, back to the anecdote. My mother was like... My mother was like to my father, could you buy some toilet paper because you were out? And then he came home with this fucking scented toilet paper that he got from fucking Raj in the corner shop. And then
you say Raj? No! Daniela, no! No! Stop!
Guys, I actually mean it like that, but I just said I do personally know Raj.
Anyway. No, there actually is a boss man called Raj,
yeah.
But still, that's crazy. That's so wild.
Anyways, so
oh my
then,
God.
Yeah, bought...
Wait, was it the one in Gangster Granny, the shopkeeper Gangster Granny?
Yeah.
Called Raj? Nah, bro. That's
what I was thinking about. That guy. dad was in every single David Williams film.
Moms, that's so true.
But he's my favourite character.
Yeah,
he okay, can we stop going off topic? Can I finish that anecdote? Okay, actually, that's basically it. Like, he bought him fucking scented toilet roll.
From the corner shop.
For women. Yeah. Like, we're gonna have to wipe our gushies, like, with that. And that's not good.
No.
That's, guys, girls, make sure you're, you know, keeping... You know,
everything natural and organic.
Yeah, natural and organic. Like that shit that, like, what's the other thing called? Femfresh. Like,
Femfresh, when I
used to see that on adverts when I was younger, I didn't even understand what it meant. And then I grew up and I was like, shit, people actually like buy Femfresh to make
Definitely don't do that. No, I have not heard good stories about that.
Just
stuff.
Wash your pussy
with water and a cucumber. I'm joking.
Just water, guys. You know,
just
the girls
water.
Are going to get ideas. That's disgusting.
Hey, yo, that's not my problem. Don't do that. That's not my problem, okay? Do not take what we say on this podcast as gospel.
Mm-hmm.
We are just simply sharing our experiences and hypothesizing.
Yeah.
That's all we do here. But anyway, that's the end of section two. I feel like we went through that as well quite quickly.
Yeah.
It's a bigger section. I feel like it's going to be a longer podcast, but like, I feel like, you know, first one of the year.
He feels like, guys.
I do feel like.
He feels like you guys enjoy this.
Yeah, I do feel like you guys enjoy this because I'm enjoying this.
Are you really?
We enjoy producing this content for you, don't we, Daniela?
No.
Yeah.
I'm hostage. I force you to come help me.
Anyway, you're being held hostage now, guys, to another advert to give me more money. Thank you. Everything's in the air.
Okay.
No, do I explain that?
I mean, if you don't know, you don't know.
If you don't know, you don't know, but... anyway, Daniela...
I was thinking, guys, because we tried to start this segment loads of times because I wanted to say something. Actually, I said, ugh.
that's movie stuff, isn't it?
Yes, and that's what I was going to say.
Okay, go on.
Because basically, I saw my For You page. This girl went on back onto Movie Star Planet and there was no one in the chat rooms. And I was just thinking, damn, like, nobody goes on that shit no more. Like,
give away with they?
No, but it's like, if I log back into my account is literally called MJMJLove9849, which is literally the inspiration for my old Snapchat account name.
That's crazy.
Like, my name. If I wanted to give a boy my Snap, which luckily no boy asked for my Snap when I had that name, it'd be MJMJ Love. Like, that's disgusting.
And your name's not even Majory.
Innit? I just stole it from this girl. Wait,
where did you get it from?
I stole it from... Okay, basically, I got MSP because my friend... I'm not going to say her name, but my friend at the time was like, get
MSP. Wait, is it?
No.
Okay.
But it was back in, like, primary school days. And then...
Who was it? Math 2? Okay.
And then... I quit. And then, obviously, I befriended everyone in my school. And then the one girl, let's call her... Kaleidoscope. I added her and I saw she had so many gifts. She was fucking VIP. I said, bitch, no way.
But she was pouring money into that more than people poured V-Bucks into Fortnite in this prime.
Yeah, I know her money. She was using her mum's, like, whatever, her mum's money to buy shit because there was no way. She looked so good. So I said... So I didn't really know how to play the game, so I thought it was like something down to the name. Like, I just wanted to be like her, so I stole her name. And she was the original MJMJ Love. I just added 9849 to it.
Wow. So hers didn't even have numbers next to it. But then why 9849?
I actually don't know. I think it's just like a thing that maybe...
Because those are not your numbers.
It's not my numbers at all.
Your numbers are 1 and 6 and 16. So we just need to... Yeah, that was a peak time for you. But anyway, guys, onto the segment. Daniel wanted to... Are you proud of yourself? Do you think that was funny? Is that you being funny?
I found it funny because, guys, you didn't even let her... You didn't see the way he said it. He's like, he coughed into the mic.
Okay, first. All right. But anyway, Daniel wanted to talk about the fact that people don't seem to have their own opinions anymore. And I agreed with her when she said this. People literally everywhere is an echo chamber. People say stuff and then the comments are just people vilifying them or validating them and there's no in between. So if the comments don't agree with the video, most likely you won't agree with the video. Mm-hmm. Because now you're seeing other arguments. You're seeing people's arguments to something. This is about TikTok mostly. You'll see people's arguments about something and they're like, okay, first. And then if that's all the TikTok comments are saying, that's your opinion of the video now, because that's what everyone's saying about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's very, very dangerous, because this bleeds into something else where it's like, I wanted to talk about the long-term effects of TikTok on concentration spans and memory capacity.
Let's stick on the first one for a second.
Yeah, I know, both of them could tie into each other. That's why I wanted to mention
it. What do you call it? Like, I think that it kind of bleeds into reality a bit, because it's like, now, like, if you ask someone... Okay, you know one thing? I was actually talking to one of my guy friends. I wouldn't even say he's a guy friend. I'd say he's a guy that's trying to pursue me, that I've literally blatantly said, you're not going to get me because I'm not looking for anything. He said, nah, I swear, when I'm up, I'm going to make you my wife.
When I'm up? Bro, you're 16.
No, he's not 16.
17?
Am I 16? Why would I be talking to a younger? 17?
No. Hey, you never know. you might be a big, big sugar mommy.
Are you fucking silly?
Big sugar mommy.
No, never. Mm. Only to Kiki. But what do you call it? Yeah, he's 18, so now he's saying, oh, when I'm up, like, I'm gonna make you my wife, da 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 da. And he was like to me, oh, what, like, how many kids do you want to have? And I've always said to everybody, I want 2 kids. And I've never said, and I feel like this is the general answer that everyone gives, I want 2 girls and 1 boy, but the boy has to be older to look, or like 2 boys and 1 girl, and the boys are older to look after the girl. And I'm just thinking, why though? Like, why? Is that it? Like, are you actually, like, that's, like, and it's just, like, that's the only answer, because everybody says that.
Yeah, no, I feel like with that, I do hear that argument.
I do hear it, but it's just so
generic.
It's just
crazy how everyone,
like, how everybody wants, like, I don't even ask people that question. I've never asked anyone that question, but when, like, I've asked it back to someone, like, someone's asked it to me, and I ask it back, they're always saying the same thing. I'm just, like, just do something new. Like, I'm so sorry, it actually pisses me off.
Just don't have children.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I'm on, so... There we go.
Now I want 2 boys.
Why do you want 2 boys? Because I do always think, like, if I was to have children, I definitely would prefer
girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want 2 boys because, obviously, I grew up with an older brother, and my relationship with my brother wasn't actually that great at first. He used to bully me, guys.
No, I'm sorry. Insecurity. I was actually a terrorist. Yeah, I was actually a terrorist. I actually feel so
bad. But it's okay.
I've made up for it.
Actually has. Yeah. But, like, for me, it's
I'll set a bad example, guys. It wasn't my fault.
I don't know. He actually was. Let's not talk about it. But what do you call it? For me, I just want 2 boys because, first of all, I can't picture myself being a mum to a daughter.
Like you. Imagine having a daughter like you.
Because I've always said to people, like, it's going to be very high...
Probability?
No. High... maintenance.
Oh yeah,
because I'm high maintenance.
Yeah. So, like, and it's gonna be your child.
It's gonna be my child, came out my keyhole and my personality probably. So, like, yeah, nah. But, like, so, like, far from that, it's not like because, oh, I don't want no foot daughter or whatever, because if I did have a guy, I'd be very happy. But it's just that I want a boy because I don't know, like, something about 2 boys is just so cute, and I just want to teach them how to be good men.
Okay, first,
and, like, treat women respectfully.
First, do you know what I was listening to the Receipts podcast last week's episode, and they were talking about, like, jeans.
Mm.
I love how we just strayed away from TikTok, but anyway, we're talking about children now. But they were talking about jeans. They were saying that, like, it's so weird how, like, jeans can literally skip someone in, like, a family line. Or it's like, imagine if you have children and I have children. My children don't look like me, but one of your children looks like me.
Yeah.
And that can literally happen. I'm just like, that is so crazy.
It's so weird.
And then now I can't stop thinking about, like, if you and Deanna have a child, have children, at least one of them is gonna look like me. I just feel it, because my logic is I don't look like anyone, really.
Oh yeah, true.
So I feel like now my genes are gonna go down,
because you got the skip gene.
Yeah,
maybe because you're adopted.
Maybe
it's Maybeline.
Okay, maybe. But anyway, going back to the long-term effects.
I just wanted to say that. Wait, what did I want to say?
Okay, I know what I want to say, so let me speak. So, I hate when you do that. She's like, damn, what was I going to say? Shut up, bro. But anyway, what I was going to say was, the long-term effects of TikTok are kind of mad, because it's like, obviously, I do my writing, and my writing pieces are quite long. And whenever I try and read them, whenever I'm like to Daniel, like, oh yeah, like, come read my writing, she's like, is it long?
It's always long, guys.
Yeah, it's done within like 5 minutes. I'll read it within 5 minutes, but because
if I read, it would take an hour.
Yeah, exactly. But I read quickly anyway. But, like, I feel like because everything that we're consuming now, whether it's Twitter, whether it's TikTok, whether it's Instagram, like, you can look at it for 5 seconds, be satisfied, and scroll and move on to something that completely takes command of your concentration and your focus to somewhere completely different.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no bleeding in of anything anymore. Yeah. You actually need something to slap you in the face. But like, I feel like this is an issue, and I feel like this is why I very much made a very conscious decision to force myself to not force myself, because I do like it anyway.
But yeah, like, and you shouldn't force anything, because
okay, yes, of course. But like, I do definitely prefer consent watching. Is key. Okay, when did I say it wasn't? Oh my god! All right. Anyway, what you've done in this podcast today is terrorism. Okay, I admit that I was a terrorist. Right now, you are the terrorist threat.
Okay.
Damn. So yeah. Anyway, I was saying that's why I've made a conscious decision to like be more comfortable in terms of like watching long form content. Like I'll watch Let's Keep It a Buck, and those podcasts are literally like 3 hours long, and I'll sit down and I'll watch it, and I'll listen to podcasts that are like 2 hours long, and I'll sit down and I'll watch it. And like my short form content is like, I don't really go on TikTok that often, right? So obviously I do. I'm not gonna pretend like I don't. I do, but like my short form content is in like, I'll watch like a 15 minute YouTube video, and I feel like that to me is short. Like that's the video that I watch like in the shower, and that to me is short. But obviously people will just be scrolling on TikTok. Like B-Souls from Let's Keep It a Buck, he was saying that when he wakes up in the morning, instead of putting on music, like this is what they were talking about, they're saying like, oh, do not put on music like first thing you wake up. B-Souls like, no, I wake up, I go on TikTok. I'm like,
are you
B-Souls?
B-Souls. No, I cannot actually do that. Guys, I used to have the best back in September, because I can't, like, even if I wasn't born in September would be my favorite month, just because it's so, the sun is shining, everything's just good vibes. But anyway, back in September when I started sixth form, I had the best morning routine. I used to wake up and then get my candle, a light, go downstairs or whatever, had a light, I'll light my candle, whatever, and then put my music on. I just wake myself up with my music first, and then go and take a shower, come back, music still playing, candles on.
But you'd have the music makeup in the shower, I saw.
Yeah. And then do my makeup, and I used to wake up very early. I still do wake up very early, and it's not just
you wake up way too early though. Like,
but it's not just necessary to do my makeup. It's just because doing my makeup is a calming process. Yeah. Like, it's the calm before the fucking storm of fucking school. Okay. I'm a fucking report, guys. I just want to kill myself.
She's on late report.
I don't want to kill myself, guys. Like, literally. And then I literally went because they were like, Miss Fucking Hughes. Yeah, sorry.
Like, you're really
she was literally like, now. Oh. You need to come and report to me every day after school so I can sign it to see if you've passed or failed a day. I've gone twice. Why is the fucking office locked and there's no one inside? What do you mean? And then she's probably going to be like, oh no, you're going to have to start it. Because I can't
just stop. Make sure whenever you do, you're there and the office is locked, make sure you just take a picture just so you can see.
Yeah, because yeah. Like, honestly, if she ever says I'm capping, I'll actually
pull up her face very hardly.
Actually.
Very hardly.
For real.
But then also, Danny wanted to talk about as well. She says, this is her theory, right? She's the philosopher in this situation, that the music you listen to makes up at least 45% of your personality.
And that is a statistic, guys.
No, it's not.
Because it's got a percentage.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I was actually going to start clapping, but I have things in my hands, so.
He says you can't clap with no hands.
It's true. I am capable of doing such things.
Yeah, guys, it's actually very puzzling. Okay, no, ill. He's not doing that. I actually would dash out the door. That's not funny.
No, but I feel like I definitely did agree with you, because in my head it's like people who listen to R&B. Okay, stop. Daniela, that is actually a very important song to Irish people.
Ahmed.
No, Daniela, that's your remix. That's what you added.
Zombie.
You added. Yeah, they love that song.
Why is it important to them?
It's about the troubles in that. When people are literally dying.
Oh, like,
yeah.
The Irish potato, I mean, the potato
Oh family. My God, no.
What was it?
When, like, the IRA was bombing everywhere, I think.
Oh.
I don't know if that's historically accurate. But there was wars, and people were putting bombs in letterboxes and bins.
So that's their, like, song for them?
Like, yeah, that's, like, their,
Oh, no,
oh, my God, bro. Daniela. You want to get cancelled today. Like, I feel like
I don't care,
you're chasing it. You're smelling it.
I don't care.
You want it so bad for yourself.
I don't care.
Please. Yeah, but anyway, let's go back to music before you actually do get us struck down and silenced. Okay. Yeah, I feel like people who listen to R&B are definitely more in touch with their emotions. Daniel was saying that, like, oh, like, if the only genre that you listen to is, like, US rap, like, you're just a bit narrow-minded, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like with music, it's actually music... people's music taste, I think, show me a lot, because it's like, how willing are you to learn new things?
Yeah, I feel like if I meet like anybody, they tell me they listen to R&B, like, you put that down. If I meet a guy and they tell me they listen to R&B, I'll be like, yeah, this guy is very much like, they're in tune with their emotions.
I wouldn't say I think it instantly. Obviously, it depends on like the vibes and everything. Yeah, depends on the vibes,
but I definitely think that they're at least like
they're more inclined to be in tune with their emotion than someone who just listens to like.
Yeah. Because they're willing to listen to slower music talking about feelings.
Exactly.
Someone going, I remember come and down your headphones, come and down your I remember days when we were back on the block. Had no food.
Couldn't even go to the shop.
No girl was giving me guac. My dick was soft.
Oh my God. Because she took all my guac. Come on, bro. Buzz. No, but like, I definitely do hear it. Because it's just like, really and truly, how can you not like at least a one song from every genre? Like,
yeah,
you have to be able to find something. Because I've always said this, country, if it's the right country.
I can't even like country, boy.
Okay, not that country. Wait, I was. Oh,
wait, that's.
No, I was gonna be like, oh, you know, what's the one with Nelly? And
yeah,
we're so
baby.
No, the country one. Because baby, you want song.
That's not a country song. It's actually country.
What's that? A cruise. Yes, it is. Have you not heard the way that they sing it? The intonations in their voice. Yeah,
but I think they're just singing it like a country person, but that's not.
No, but the people who sing it who are on there with Nelly, I think it's, what is it called? Florida Georgia Line?
I thought they were
like
all
that.
Black.
No? Oh my God. Ah, Danila.
Have you ever heard of a black country singer?
No, I actually have.
Wait. Like, why isn't that a thing? I'm gonna be the first.
No, I feel like black people's country music is gospel music, though.
When do white people talk about God in the country music?
No, but this is what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, black people's country music is gospel music. As in, like, to black people, gospel music is what country music is to white people.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what my point is. Mm. Do you agree?
I agree.
Yeah, good. I like that you agree. Do we do our third break now? And then talk about our...
Yeah, I think so.
I think we do. Guys, last, the final one, okay? After this, you guys will have achieved Spotify Premium, even if you're not a Spotify Premium member, because there'll be no more ads. How do you feel about not being a Spotify Premium member right now, Danielle?
Right now, I feel downcast.
I
feel emotionally downcast. Guys, it's not real. It's not real to me. If I didn't have data, I would not have no music to play in the morning. Like, my sister gave me headphones because I have art exams. I've had art exams for the last 2 days.
I remember the art exam time. I literally remember my art playlist. Do you want it? I can give it to you.
What was it?
It was from 2019, so. Yeah.
Okay, give it to me.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. But I remember that art exam when I was in that. That stuff was so good.
Bro, it's calming, but at the same time, like, Miss fucking... I can't even say her name.
Oh, yeah. I remember I had Miss Malone. Miss Malone was a G.
Yeah, but there's this teacher that's a bitch. We had her on the first day, and she was like, you can't listen to music. You can't... Da-da-da. This is a mock, but on the in your actual exam, could you listen? You don't even have an actual...
No.
But you couldn't listen to music.
I don't think so.
But it's like, bro, it was just so... Like, it was so hard for me to retain attention because, like, I get so bored of drawing, like... in the same spot doing the same thing, like I'd probably,
yeah, because it takes long, especially if you're doing a fat piece.
Yeah, like... and I'm doing such a fat piece that's like I'll start drawing like the person's eyes and then I'll move to the mouth or whatever and I'll get bored of doing the whole thing, so now I'm just like, what do I do now?
Yeah,
anyway,
there you go, attention spans, guys. I'm telling you, yeah, it's everywhere. Good, it's everywhere.
It's a pandemic.
But anyway, here is your advert. Guys, we were in between the cuts, right? Danielle starts saying, she's like, yo, I remember.
I was gonna say an anecdote, now I can't even remember anymore.
It was about...
Oh, yeah, no. Can I say her name?
Sure.
Yeah, so we have this auntie.
It's Grace's mum.
I can't say it.
Why? It's Grace's mum. She's on the last episode.
No, I can't say it.
Why?
I can't say it.
Anyway, we love Grace's mum. She's such an icon.
It's
religion.
Her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mama H.
Mama H.
We love you.
She's literally our second mother.
No, literally.
Yeah.
Literally. But anyway, we wanted to talk about some New Year resolutions that we have for ourselves. Yeah. What's your New Year's resolution, Daniel? What do you want to work on this year?
I don't want
to
die of a dick again.
I thought you were going to take that somewhere else.
I don't want to die.
Yeah.
I don't want to die. Oh, wait.
Your head's not been working today. I don't know what.
I've actually been popping on this vape for too long. Like, I've been...
Daniela, everything you're doing today is giving addicts. I don't know. It's actually giving addict behavior.
No, because I actually said no to him when he said, oh, do you want to go bun? And I said no, because not everything's about getting high. Mm. Sometimes you need to be high on life. That's what I'm high on, guys. I'm high on life. Life is so great.
Is it? No. Really?
Life is tough.
Yeah, there you go.
It's so hard.
It's so hard. People are just working hard to make ends meet and cost of living crisis. And it's just...
Guys, we're laughing, but like, this could be us in like 5 years.
Hey, it will not be me.
God forbid.
With the universe's grace, because the universe writes for me. But anyway, I had some resolutions for myself. I was just like, well, actually, you didn't even finish what you were saying. You said you didn't want to die of a dick.
No, on a serious note, I think I just want to take, time and...
Take time. To not slow wine.
I want to slow wine on myself.
Okay.
I want to be obsessed, like, I am obsessed with myself, but I'm obsessed with myself through other people's gaze.
Through other people's validation of yourself, not through
And not even, like, male validation. To be fair, like, when I post, I actually post for female validation because I feel like that hits my heart more. When a girl says that, like, I remember literally when I went out with Gideon, I think I've said this story before, went out and this girl called me pretty in the toilet and I said, oh my God, it was my first time someone called me pretty in real life.
That's actually crazy that it only happened.
Yeah, it only happened recently. That's when I realised, bitch, so she actually levelled up, bitch. You're kind of pretty.
Nah, so, that's actually crazy though.
Yeah, I hadn't been
left. Have you got it since?
What? Yeah, all the time.
Since then?
Yeah, from youngers as well. Like, in my school, they just come up to me and da-da-da. And I'm just like...
Youngers have confidence now. I'm actually very happy.
Yo, guys, let me tell you about this altercation that happened to me today because you won't believe it.
Okay.
Okay.
I haven't heard this, by the way. This is the first time.
Basically, guys, I'm getting on the bus, the 179. Everyone's pushing. But me, as a sophisticated lady that I am, yes, I'm carrying my Michael Kors bag. Are you silly? Do you think I'm going to push on a bus? No. I should be even being in an Uber, but now I'm getting the bus. So I'm like, cool, let me not push. I'm going to let people go on before me because there's obviously space. So now everyone's gotten on. And these like year sevens, year eights are going up the stairs and they're all stopping on the stairs. I'm thinking, why are you not going up? And they're like, there's nice spice. I'm thinking, if there's nice spice, come down the fucking stairs, innit? Because all my friends are upstairs and I know if they got a seat, then I can sit on their lap. So I'm just thinking, I'm gonna go upstairs anyway. This one ragtail bitch, yeah, turns around and because I said, excuse me, babe. I said, because she was pretty as well and she was like, very nice. I thought, okay, excuse me, babe. And she was like, there's no space. And I said, yeah, I know, babe. I'm going to go sit on my friend's lap. I'm going to go, like, you know, I'm going to see my friends. Do you know what I mean? She goes, well, yeah, you can go upstairs and stand on, and like a dickhead, but there's no space.
And you had it?
I had it to her. It's a little girl.
Wait, did no one else hear this?
Her friends, and they're all just looking. No one laughed. They just looked at me like they're actually being serious. Like, as in, no one laughed, guys. Like, nobody was laughing. I actually just looked at them like,
you got pressured by a bunch of your servants.
Me as my sophisticated looking self at school as well, because she actually looked nice today. Yeah, she actually like, really nice. And it's like, you got to chat to me like that. Am I your age, mate, bro? What's going on? So then I immediately went upstairs. I told my friends about the altercation and I was just thinking, I actually was thinking about it the whole bus ride. Like, and then even when we had to go downstairs, they were still standing on the fucking stairs.
That's on the staircase. Crazy.
I said, excuse me. All of them with their fat fucking bags, they didn't want to move. They just moved to the side. Do you think me and me, your my fat ass and your fat bag, we're going to fit on the same, we're going to fit colliding. Guys, we're colliding, we're collision. Like fucking earthquake. That's what we were like. Damn. It was colliding.
Colliding like Justin Sky.
But... yeah, and we couldn't come out.
I didn't
We couldn't come out.
I said Justin, not Justine.
Yeah, Justine.
Long day.
But... nah, we couldn't get out of the bus, and then fucking when we're trying to get out, more people are coming on the back. These kids are
guys, if you get on the bus through the back, actually kill yourself. Like, I'm sorry, you're inconveniencing everyone,
isn't it? Because like, now either the bus driver's gonna be like, we're not gonna move until you get off, or like
there's no space.
Like,
and you just finesse the system, not in a good way,
isn't it? It's just selfish. Anyway, so then these men are all coming on in the back, and then the door's trying to close. They broke the door, guys.
Of the bus?
Of the back of the bus. Oh. And now we're pressing the door. This guy doesn't want to open the door again. And then we go to him, the bus driver, and we were like, can you open the door, please? And he's like, I can't do it. It's broken. I can't do it.
Okay.
And then he was an Asian, guys. I don't know why I'm doing that.
Oh.
I don't know what accent it was. I think it was Hispanic.
Oh.
But he was like, I can't do it. So I was like, okay.
I can't do it.
I don't know how to do it. But anyway, I can't do it.
I saw it coming. I saw your brain ticking and you loading up to do that.
So then we were like, can you let us out the front? He said, no. I said, babe, what?
So you're holding us hostage?
Yeah, you're holding us hostage. And so then the bus was in 9 minutes and we wanted to go get chips and the time was ticking. And we spent 5 minutes on that bus trying to get off and he finally let us out the front. Yeah.
So he spent 5 minutes at the bus stop instead of just opening the door?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like bus drivers like that, bruv. Like, why are you just being difficult? Why are you just being difficult? But anyway, back to my New Year's resolution. I wanted to work on my patience, but not being patient in terms of, like, just letting things happen, because I can never do that. I want to be more patient, but at the same time, be more proactive in terms of the things that I want. Because I feel like even now to this day, I'm definitely more proactive than I was at this time last year.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a lot more things now that I want to achieve that if I'm not active towards them, then it's just going to take a lot longer to do. And I want my success now. So I'm going to be more proactive.
That's very
and
good.
Deanna was like, oh, you need to be more patient. Like, you're too impatient. So I was like, okay, fine. I'll just add that.
Yeah. I think also for me to be more proactive, actually to be proactive, because I'm just not, I do nothing at all. And I don't expect anything either, but I should start expecting stuff because I'm pretty talented and I'm a very beautiful girl. So
expecting what?
Like, just
what?
Expecting most of myself, because I don't really expect myself to do anything, because I don't believe in myself. Do you know what I mean? Mm. When I start believing in myself and I can get what I want, because yeah. I've definitely got goals, then I think I'll start actually moving towards the things I want with more urge instead of like just waiting for stuff to happen, because it's just not gonna happen.
When you wait for things to happen to you, guys, you have no say in terms of how it comes to your feet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know whether that made sense, but in terms of like, if you're not the one who's chasing the things that you want, when it comes to you, it might not come in the form that you want it to.
Yeah.
That is bad. Oh. Sometimes I'm just a bit too good for you guys. Like, good to guys. For this to be free, guys, you should be praying to God, being like, what did I do to deserve this?
Yeah.
Because I'm listening to absolute beautifulness. But anyway, I wanted to quickly rank. I wanted you to rank these four groups. Okay? Are you ready?
I am ready.
This is a very key ranking. Okay? Rank JLS, N-Dubs, Little Mix, and One Direction.
Oh my God.
Yeah, rank them.
One Direction is definitely last.
Okay.
JLS and N-Dubs. I don't know who's first. Because it's not Little Mix. I'm so sorry. Girl power and everything. But it's not. Little Mix is second last, yes.
Really? You put Little Mix third?
Yeah, because I just don't know. Something about the fact... It's just too controversial for me. Like,
how is Little Mix controversial?
That Jessie thing, like...
Yeah, Jessie's not.
It's a bit in the sweet. No. No, it's not.
Was it the bad right? Is that what got? Is that
I
what
think that's
got
what
you?
Got me.
Yeah, fair.
But
fair.
Also, I fall for her because she's always been bullied. She was the fat one. Like, not she's not fat, but
I don't think she was fat. She just had a round face.
Yeah, she just had a round face. She was kind of chubby. She was cute, and everyone just took the piss, and they're still taking the piss.
Yeah, but that was just X Factor days, isn't it? That's that's just what X Factor was.
But now she's actually become the joke in her own story.
Yeah, she became a joke.
Why?
Like, I remember...
Like, a blah, blah, blah. Okay, why? No, you don't.
Stop it.
No.
Stop
and also, it's the hair as well. But I think she just has curly hair. I don't know why everyone's mad over that. Like, I think I saw a TikTok.
I'm just always confused by her ethnicity.
Yeah, for real.
I'm actually going to search her right now just to see what she looks like.
I think she is white. No. I watched a documentary about how she tried to kill herself.
Is that a documentary?
Yeah, it was actually really sad. It made me fall for her. I fall for her. But on the topic of Little Mix, I just don't think they're it. Like, they're it, but...
Well, the top headline that popped up when I typed in Jessie Nelson is Jessie Nelson is embracing her little chubby belly as she jokes about Simon Cowell's trousers.
She's not fat though.
So I don't know.
She's actually not fat. I remember watching that video where she goes, filling my body.
She's
like,
got a new rapper boyfriend. They were spotted in Essex Sainsbury's.
Oh Jesus.
Zion Foster. Let me get straight to the point. Let me just get to the point. Let me talk some facts. Please don't wait on don't talk money if it's in 100 racks. I don't have invested. Oh, come on, bro.
Bro.
Why does he look like that?
Oh, that's the guy that sang. Real life,
shawty Jida. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They
yeah.
better make a song together. Maybe it might be good.
Yeah.
It might redeem her.
Oh, that's crazy. They're together now.
That's cute.
They've been getting closer
romantic
for weeks.
Romantic trip to Jamaica. Bye.
After they spent... They went on a romantic trip to Malay. That's so crazy. That's actually so wild.
Guys, I didn't even feel
I mean, them. I mean, wait, no. Compare that to that.
She's not fat.
No, but it's in like, this is what, that's the
no,
older
No, but that's
her.
Just a bad picture. Guys,
that is a very bad picture.
She just looks, okay, just type Jessie Nelson and look into just look at the images, guys.
That is what I... Yeah, that's what I did. So, yeah, there's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
She's in a green outfit.
The sixth image in a green outfit is crazy. And then there's one where she's in, like, a white...
She just reminds me of Miss... what's that teacher you had in Year 3?
Year 3?
The one that you liked in...
At Reading?
Ray Lodge. No.
It's not Miss Ica Pilati.
Year 4?
Miss Ica Pilati?
Year 4?
Miss Hill?
Yeah.
That's Year 5.
Yes.
She reminds you of Miss Hill.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Don't ever do Miss Hill
like that
again.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so all right, let me give you my ranking.
I didn't finish.
Well, exactly. That was okay, your own problem.
No, let me actually finish. I think I would put N-Dubs then JLS.
So, do the ranking 1 to 4.
N-Dubs JLS.
N-Dubs number 1.
Oh, I don't know it. Everybody in love, so JLS. I don't know.
I know JLS. My ranking.
JLS is first. JLS.
I know my ranking.
JLS, N-Dubs, Little Mix, then Little Disease, One Direction.
All right, so my ranking will start at 4. Number 4 of my ranking is N-Dubs. So
really?
Yeah. Why? I like 2 songs from them. I don't actually like that many songs.
I just think they're iconic. I can't lie.
Yeah, no, they're iconic. They're very slay, but like, I just feel like in terms of musicalness.
1 step, 2 step, 3 step.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know what that is. I only know that because you say it.
It's Teresa's.
Yeah, I know, but like, I only know that because you say it.
It's not their song.
Exactly. So yeah, exactly. And that really confuses me how they're all very like
independent,
but they're not. It's really confusing. So N-Dubs at number 4. Number 3, I put One Direction because they did have some bangers like but you know, Everybody Wanna Steal My Girl, that one.
Yeah.
Everybody Wanna Steal My Girl. That song went dummy when I was in year 5, year 6. That was my song, bro.
Did they play at your little...
No, I don't even think so. I just played
what
it.
What song were they playing at your prom?
Do you think I remember? When I Need Motivation.
Yeah, bro, yeah. Them songs are good.
But anyway, so I put N-Dubs at 4, One Direction at 3, JLS at 2, Lil Mix at 1.
Wow, girl power.
Because, I'm sorry... There's certain songs from Little Mix, yeah, that I'm sorry, like, they actually... This is what I'm saying. Sweet Melody is crazy. Sweet Melody goes dummy. And then there's... Right, so they have Power with Stormzy. That song's crazy.
Oh, my God, let's not forget DNA. DNA will forever be my favourite song by them. Like.
Mums. And then Shout Out to My Ex was a banger.
Shout Out to My Ex was my... least favorite song.
Black Magic was a banger.
Black Magic was okay.
Nigga, Black Magic.
I remember when we put that song on, Mama was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. And then Love Me or Leave Me, that song is on Pianto.
What song is that?
My crying playlist. It's in, what's the one with Harden and...
Sing it.
Harden and Jesse.
Sing it.
No. What's the movie with Harden?
Who's that?
Harden and Tessa.
Who's
is it
that?
Tessa?
Who is that?
Harden Scott.
I don't know who that is.
Daniela, you do. How can you not know who Harden Scott is, Daniela?
I
don't
understand what you're saying.
Daniela, Harden and Tessa. What's that thing called, Brev? Harden and Tessa. Like, these man.
Who the fuck is that?
After. That's the happy. After ever happy. Like, these man.
Bro, I've never watched that.
How have you never watched that?
That looks like Vampire Diaries.
No, is it like... No, how can you never watch that? There's like the scene where it's like, one of us calling another one a slut and then they start like catfighting and that. You've never watched that?
No.
Daniela, no, I'm sorry, guys. This isn't even a podcast anymore because you can't even see what we're saying. But like, hey, shut up. But I have to find this. I have to find this. I'm sorry. Like, this can't be.
Guys, while he looks for it, I'm going to serenade you.
Like, what the fuck?
If my heart won't beat again, don't need explain.
This one.
I already know.
Shush.
I'll go first.
That's Inanna.
Hey, Tess.
I've never watched
Shh.
This.
There. Truth. Are you a virgin?
Molly, don't.
Oh. Duh. I already know the answer to that because Harden fucked you.
Yes, he did.
My turn. Molly, truth or dare? Truth. Is it true that you're a whore?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck did you just call me?
No, I didn't call you anything. I just asked you a question. Are you a whore?
You are.
You have to answer honestly. It's called truth for a reason.
No.
Do they not like each other?
Hey, Tess, my turn again.
Mm-hmm.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Is it true that you're a dumbass for getting back together with Harden after he clearly fucked you for a bet?
Miss Booth.
No, that's not true.
Oh, but it is. You believe anything that comes out of his mouth.
I fucking hate you, Mom.
Which I don't blame you, because oh man, what that mouth can do. And that tongue is just
I told you that scene went dumb.
I actually need to watch this. I've never seen
it. No, the movie's shit. Anyway, the movie's absolutely atrocious. But that scene, I can't believe you've never seen that. What the hell? How did we even start talking about that?
Wait, I don't know.
This podcast has been a mess. This podcast has been a big, fat, ugly mess. Anyway, just before we leave, guys, I just wanted to give Tanisha her props, because Tanisha's birthday, guys, next week is very soon. And Tanisha, I just want to say, you're the great. I was telling her, basically, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I can talk about why you're amazing for forever. And she was like, nah, you definitely couldn't. I was like, watch me do it on a podcast.
Well, so here I am. He's not going to do it forever, because there is a time limit and I'm not here forever.
Okay, but you tell me what your opinion is on Tanisha.
I love Tam. You guys don't know who she is, but I do. And I'm very like grateful for that fact, because I can't lie. She's my brother's favourite friend, because she's the only friend of my brother's that I haven't found like kind of like...
Wow.
You're kind of weird.
Wow.
But not in a weird way. They're all kind of funny. They're all funny. None of them are not funny. They're all funny. But they're definitely, like...
odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but, like...
A few of them will have depression.
Like, most of them do.
Yeah. Lots of them rely on Gideon for a lot of things. I just feel like with Tan, it's a very balanced friendship.
Yeah.
And I love that for you guys.
Yeah. Like, I feel like Tanisha is, you know, people are like, oh yeah, they're my rock. Like, Tanisha actually is my rock. Because, like, if anything happens to Tanisha, I actually would not know what to do. That girl, she's basically my sister.
She's your egg.
Okay. You did not need to do. I was going to send this to her and tell her to specifically start listening at the end so that she can hear this first. And now you've just called her an egg. But so where do you go from here?
She's your egg, because...
You want to add her to Indomie if you're Ghanaian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brown skin like evil.
Okay. Sweet like Indomie. Indomie's not sweet. I don't...
That lemon didn't make no sense. But I guess there's other flavours. I've already had this.
There's no way there's a chocolate Indomie. I don't...
No.
Okay,
stop. I'm
just going to type in sweet Indomie and just see what flavours come up. There's a sweet soy sauce, and a sweet and spicy.
Sweet and spicy.
Which is, okay, that's fair enough.
I guess.
That's fair enough, yeah, I guess.
But anyway, Indomie's not that great, guys.
Yeah, no.
And I'll leave it at that.
Indomie's not, super noodles are better. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, super noodles are better than Indomie.
Indomie, it's good, yeah. But it's just more spicy. How do you turn the Tanisha
segment into Indomie?
We can't even talk about one thing.
But anyway, guys, yeah, Tanisha is the GOAT. She's better than all of you. Every single one of you listening, she's better than every single
one
of you.
And I like Tanisha more than every single person I know, especially Gideon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Kiki that. So there's that. Anyway, guys, that's the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us. And we hope you guys had a really, really fun time over the festive holidays periods. Okay. Anyway, guys, I'm leaving London soon as well. We did not talk about that. I'm leaving London on Monday. I'll be back in Birmingham.
This is why he peer pressured me into doing this.
Yes, I did. But anyway, hopefully me and Tanisha record a podcast and that's the next one that you hear. If not, then I guess that's not the next podcast you're going to hear. But anyway, anything you want to say, then? Anything you want to plug?
No, I never want to plug anything.
Because you don't do anything with your life. But anyway.
What? That was not necessary. But it's because I want to keep up this mysterious act I've got going. Do you know what I mean? Like,
this mysterious act you've got gotting.
I don't want anyone to know anything about me. You know my voice. You don't know anything else. If you want to know anything about me, feel free to message my brother. Do you know what I mean?
Actually, true. Do that so then I can vet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. But anyway, guys. Obviously, like, share, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Right. And as always, guys, don't die.
Don't commit suicide.
And peace.